this morning sharing is our memory, which is crucial in life. Okay? So my question to me, to you would be, how's your memory? How's your memory?
How's your life?
You got it.
Short-term memory.
Basically, there are two kinds of memory. Our carnal minds and our spiritual minds, as we will see. The Bible doesn't mention carnal memory, per se, but it classifies our carnal recall as carnal mind. Let's look at something that the Word says. Please go to Romans chapter 8. We're going to look at verses 6 and 7. Romans 8, 6 and 7. It simply says, for to be carnally what?
Minded.
And again, carnally minded, we use our mind for recall, for memory. So it's included in this statement, for to be carnally minded. What are you bringing back to your mind, right? Not spiritual stuff, because it says carnally minded is what?
Death.
Okay? But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity. It's an enemy against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So I thought that was a very supporting verse of scripture for what we're talking about. I'm going to share on some help that our God and Father has given us through the Holy Spirit. When it comes to our recalling from the spiritual realm's memory, let's just say we'll call it God's memory of the Holy Spirit for a forgetful mind. We all do that. We all do that. And this is what helps our spiritual memory when we go to it. There will be times when we are ministering to someone, or maybe we're looking for something that we need for our personal lives, a verse of scripture, for God's guidance. And sometimes we don't have a Bible handy. But you can recall through your memory that verse of scripture you need. So this is an area that I really never thought a lot about, but it's in God's Word. Is Holy Spirit, one of the benefits is to bring back these scriptures, bring back God's Word, bring back His will to our minds. It's the Holy Spirit that assists us. God knew what He was doing. He says, well, this guy over here, he needs my help, you know. And so it's done. We'll always have the Word of God to go to remind us of a particular verse of Scripture, or, like I said, counseling from the Lord. And who in this room needs counseling from the Lord? Okay, rhetorical. Now here, Jesus is speaking to His faithful 11 disciples, which includes us today. The Spirit helps us as a reminder of specific Scriptures, truths, and promises when we need them most. And for this, I would ask that you go to John chapter 14. We're going to look at verses 25 and 26. John 14, 25 and 26. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your what?
Remembrance.
Why is that in there? Because that's the way it works. To your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So, there are times throughout the day when maybe you're with yourself and you need some kind of an uplifting verse of scripture to go to. Well, you tap into the memory. The Holy Spirit brings it to you, and you can be refreshed, right? Also, Jesus is speaking to the 11 disciples during the Last Supper while promising the arrival of the Holy Spirit. Here, as with you and I, Jesus tells that the Holy Spirit will guide them into all truth. All truth. And that's what God's about, right? So please, let's go to John 16, 12 through 15. I'm going to read this one out of the Amplified. And John 16:12-15. The Amplified puts it this way: I have still many things to say unto you, but you are not able to bear them, or to take them upon you, or to grasp them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole, full truth. For he will not speak of his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. Isn't that neat? That's God's word. God uses the Holy Spirit to bring his word back to our minds, and reading his word helps. That's why we read the word. Otherwise, how are you going to remember this stuff? How are you going to put it on in the depths of your hearts? There is one thing that God is not storing in his memory and wants to forget, and that is our sins. God doesn't want to remember that one. He's okay with forgetting that.
Yeah.
And that's another sharing for another time. But nonetheless, it's in there. In life, man has many so-called remedies to help our carnal memories, such as memory supplements like NeuroCube, memory courses, and even what to eat. They call it a mind diet. I say, what about a word diet? What about a word diet? What about a word diet? But still, there's no comparison between the two. And God simply points that out. He doesn't say to us, I want you to think on your own what I'm going to do and how to do it. No. God's word is the truth. We store that in our minds so we can recall them from our memories. Through God's mercy, when it comes to spiritual matters, one of the benefits God has given to you and I is the Holy Spirit to bring us back to his word of truth. That's what's key in our lives. That's what's vital. That's what's the most important thing, especially when we need it the most, as I said before. Do we ever feel like our minds just can't hold it all together? We are not alone in this fast-paced world, so don't feel alienated. Everybody goes through that. So when it comes to spiritual matters, forgetfulness is inevitable, like forgetting some of God's promises. We all have moments where our minds seem to draw blanks. Again, let me raise my hand. But here's the beautiful truth. God's mercy meets us right where we are, even with our forgetfulness. There's many things we need help with in life, but that's one of them, and God's mercy is there to help us. So, why do we take notes? Because we will forget something that we want to remember later, and that's okay. And that's okay. But here is what I'm calling the important four. When it comes to cultivating our spiritual memories. Number one, reading the scriptures, reading God's word. Again, these are the important four, reading the scriptures. Number two, meditating on God's word. I've had someone once tell me, oh, I'm going to that room where they meditate. No, it's not that. It's reading God's word and cultivating it in your mind and just thinking about that. Maybe when you're going to go to sleep, whatever. Number three, praying for understanding. That's in God's word also. Praying for understanding. And number four, seeking the Holy Spirit's guidance daily. Seeking the Holy Spirit's guidance daily. We need that. We need guidance in our carnal world. Well, in our spiritual world, that is very, very big. These are vital, not just for memories, but for our spiritual growth. Not just for our memories, but for our spiritual growth. And finally, These are words from our Abba Father that shows this excellent and perfect memory towards people then and now. And for this, I'm going to read the NLT on this particular verse of scripture. Let's go to Psalms 163, 23. Psalms 163. I'm sorry, did I say 163?
Yeah, no.
No, that's not the one. Hold on, let me see if I get it right. Psalms 136, 23. Excuse me. Psalms 136, 23. It says, He remembered us in our weakness. Not just when we're strong or having a good time. God, it says here, He remembered us in our weakness. His faithful love endures for a month.
No.
Forever.
No.
For a year.
Forever.
Forever. Amen. Yeah. Forever. And that's what God is telling us when He's showing us how He recalls this stuff about His children every day. Look at Psalms 103, 14. Psalms 103, 14. For He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field. So he flourisheth. We're alive now. We're flourishing now. But things are what they are because of how God set it up. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But, the mercy of the Lord is for how long?
Everlasting.
Everlasting. To everlasting. Upon them that reverence Him and His righteousness. Unto children's children. In verse 18, to such as keep His commandments, and to those that what?
Remember
His commandments to do them. A lot of remembering to do here, but it's all possible. Here God exemplifies His remembrance for the people of Jerusalem who felt abandoned. God compares His care to a mother nursing her baby. A verse is familiar, but let's still look at it. I'll do this out of the NLT. Isaiah 49:15, please. Isaiah 49 and verse 15. It says here, with an exclamation point, never can a mother forget her nursing child. Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. I would not forget you. You see, God's memory works perfectly fine. And you know what? We're in it. Let's look at Hebrews 6:10, please. Some more of God's love. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. Hebrews 6:10 says, for God is not unrighteous to what?
Forget
your work of labor of love, which you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. You continue to do that. God doesn't forget that. He's marking off your list with these gold stars, see? But that's our great big loving Father. And then Luke 12, 6 and 7. Luke chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. Jesus is speaking here and He says, what is the price of 5 sparrows? 2 copper coins? Yet God does not forget a single one of them. Mind you, we're still talking about these little birds. God says He does not forget a single one of them. Now, logically think, why on earth with all the billions of species and animals when you try to remember it easily? That's our God. He's given us an analogy just how great His remembrance is for you and I. for you and I. Because it goes on to say in verse 7, and the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Not some of them. If you're bald, that's what matters. You got a follicle in there. Everyone is numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. If that doesn't give you peace in your mind and reassurance, I don't know what will.
That's a great one.
So in conclusion, we can see that the Holy Spirit helps our memories in more ways than one. More ways than one. God's plan is perfect. We just need to follow it and do His will. We just need to use it, and it's with us everywhere we go. So like God says in Psalms 103:2, and forget not all my benefits. Amen?
Amen.
Wonderful. Wow.
Gracious Heavenly Father, I would like to pray right now, a closing prayer, for how you show us in your perfect word your great love and your memory, Father, towards us. Although it's about us being able to remember spiritually the things that you have set before us, Father, because they are vital in our lives. That's why we remember things for help, for counseling, to bless and minister to a saint. And Father, that you continue to help us sharpen our minds, Father, so that we can be ready at a given moment. And Father, it is you who has given us such great inspiration in our days, and we look forward to each day with you, always involved in it. It is all in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.